Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Happy Halloween, Off Besties, and welcome to a spooky edition of Something Offbeat's Weird News Roundups. Today we're focused on, you guessed it, Halloweeny headlines. From Adult-a-ween to the changing face of satanic panic to pumpkin mishaps and freaky magicians. First, let's hear about this new Adult-a-ween trend from WWJ News Radio in Detroit. That's where Dan Jenkins spoke with Steve Alessandrini, VP of Corporate Communications at Ferrero.
We got this new survey came out in October about Adult-a-ween. First of all, tell me a little bit about what that is and what this survey showed.
Sure. So Adult-a-ween is this kind of exciting, growing cultural trend that we're seeing of adults who are just really embracing Halloween as their own holiday, not just to celebrate, you know, with the kids in their lives. So we started noticing this anecdotally a couple years ago, right? More adult costume parties, more intense home decorating, increased spending amongst young adults on Halloween products, even extending the Halloween celebration period to the summer with Summerween. And so when we commissioned our Ferrero Halloween report, we asked some questions that really illustrated just how much adults love Halloween and how much they think it's not just for kids anymore.
Is there any indication as to what's driving this trend?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of things for sure. We think that nostalgia is definitely playing a big factor in the increase in Adult-a-ween, if you will. I think, you know, we saw that 60% of adults said they celebrate Halloween for the nostalgia reasons. I think there's a couple of factors that are driving that. I think when we think of Halloween and the experiences we had as kids, whether it's you know, dressing up, Halloween parties at school, of course going trick-or-treating and getting some of our favorite treats, you know, from our neighborhoods. It's such a great feeling. And so adults want to tap back into that. And so I think they're thinking, well, why do I have to give it up just because I've moved from, you know, a kid to adult? And so it's, how do I embark on that experience, you know, as an adult?
And how is Ferrero trying to sort of capitalize on this trend?
Yeah, so I mean, for us, we really see kind of our role in Halloween and holidays in general as a privilege, right? If you think about treats, they're such a central part of holiday celebrations and none more so than Halloween. And so for us, it's just really making sure that both for those who want to enjoy the treats they grew up with, whether it's Butterfinger, Crunch, Hunter Gagarin, Keebler, you know, that they enjoyed as a kid, or it's introducing products to a whole new generation of both young adults and children to enjoy for the holiday. We want to make sure that we're able to help be a part of that celebration and that joy for them.
And when reading through the results of this survey, was there anything that surprised you, stood out to you, that's kind of interesting?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that definitely found surprising was that Halloween was the number one favorite holiday for adults, you know, beating out even Christmas, New Year's, 4th of July. So 47% chose that as their number one holiday. And again, I think, you know, there's a couple of reasons probably for that. I think the nostalgia factor is definitely one. But I think when we think about Halloween, it's such a stress-free holiday compared to some of the others. You think about just the fun that you can have of dressing up, enjoying your favorite treats, you know, whereas there's no pressure of gift giving and traveling to see family or any that comes with some of the other holidays. So, you know, while we love Halloween, I was a little surprised to see it edge out Christmas, for example.
All right, very good. Steve, anything else about this that you think our listeners should know about?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the things that we found and we think is really great is just that adults just don't see Halloween as just for kids anymore. You know, when we saw the fact that 62% feel that it's a holiday that should be for them as much as it is for children, we think that's really important. The other thing that we saw come through this is that adults are treating themselves when it comes to candy. It's not just for kids. So 64% said that they plan to buy candy even if they don't expect to have trick-or-treaters. I think there's a couple of factors for that. I think first and foremost, as adults, we want to partake in the joy of Halloween, you know, as well, and indulge in some of the candies that we did as a kid, which is great. And I think second, nobody wants to be that house where, you know, you don't have anything and somebody knocks on your door and they leave empty-handed. So secretly, we're purchasing stuff and hoping that there's a lot left over that we can enjoy ourselves.
So adults are joining in the Halloween fun more than ever. And that's great. But, you know, it's a scary holiday. And Halloween fun also comes with Halloween fear. Treats come with tricks. You get what I mean. And it means that grown-ups getting in on this spooky fun can also face increased risks, such as an increased risk of mangling themselves while trying to carve pumpkins. There's also the risk of simply mangling innocent pumpkins. Here's WCCO's Adam and Jordana in Minneapolis with one such chilling tale.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So I was out and about yesterday. I texted Jen. I said, I'm going to get a pumpkin. She says, yeah, you're the pumpkin guy. Make sure you get a pumpkin. So I got a pumpkin. Then I brought it home last night, set it on the front porch. And then she comes in last night, and I said, have you seen, we do have a, at one point in my life, I bought a pumpkin carving knife, one of those little pumpkin carving knives, serrated. I couldn't find it. She says, what do you want that for? I said, well, I want to carve the pumpkin. She says, don't carve the pumpkin. She says, just draw a face on it.
Great idea.
And I said, no, I've got to carve the pumpkin. So I brought it in, nice big pumpkin, nice round one, you know, nice stem on it. So I used just a regular bread knife and a fillet knife. But it had, I can't tell you the last time I carved a pumpkin. It has been a few years, and I was out of practice.
Did you have a kit?
No. Nope.
Like, did you have a stencil and a kit? And
no,
like the
I just
whole,
freehand.
Just your knife.
I freehand drawing a face on it.
Okay.
And just a simple smile and two eyes. And it was a pain in the you-know-what.
Did you open up the top first. And empty out the guts?
Yep.
So you did all
that
of that.
That sucks. That's the part that really stinks.
Awful.
Because I'm trying to... I remember when we used to do it at my mom's house, it was the ice cream scoop was what we used to scoop out the guts of the pumpkin.
And did you not use that this time?
It did, but the handle was too long, so it kept jamming on the inside, and I was trying to find different tools to use. Point being, I did not... carve out the middle of the pumpkin properly. There was still a lot of crap in it. And then I did the two eyes and the hole and the mouth. Mouth, no teeth. I'm not doing the teeth. I'm just doing the regular.
Yeah.
And I get done, and I'm actually kind of proud of what I've done. And okay. Jen walks over, and she's like, where are the teeth on the thing? I'm like, first of all, you didn't want me to carve the pumpkin anyway. Now you're criticizing me carving a mouth on this pumpkin with no teeth? She's like, well, it looks geriatric. It's like gummy. It's like a gumming. I said, well, that's very offensive. And then she's like, well, are you going to put a nose on the thing? I'm like, a nose on the thing?
She's judging the pumpkin.
I know, and she suddenly thinks I'm pumpkin Picasso over here that I'm trying to, you know, do all this stuff. So I cut the nose out, but it's a very plain, and I'm very happy with it.
It's got
a big smile, two big round eyes. I even did little eyebrows.
Is there a picture of this?
I didn't. No, I'll take one tonight.
Yeah, I'd like to really artistically judge you.
Right.
Somebody
says cut the bottom. Does that better to carve out and open the bottom of it?
You know what?
I wish I would have brought this up yesterday.
That's a great idea.
So that takes away all the guts at the bottom of it? Is that the
idea?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can empty it out easier. Adam, what possessed you to do the pumpkin carving? Just in the spirit of Halloween?
In the spirit of Halloween. It's kind of a throwback to that we didn't have any kids at the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good excuse to pour a glass of wine and say, I'm going to carve the pumpkin now. I have a glass of wine and watch the baseball game on TV. So,
did you make a mess in the house?
Not at all. No, I secured the area with paper and put all the crap in a plastic bag to throw away. And I'm perfectly happy with the pumpkin I've carved.
Yeah.
And I think our neighbors will be too.
I made this mistake once. When the children were little, we used to live next to a pumpkin patch by Marshall's Farm in Eden Prairie. Loved that place. And
so you stole pumpkins from
the patch? No, no, no. We paid. Oh, I would never, please. My conscience would never let me sleep again if I stole pumpkins. And we did. We bought the pumpkin carving thing like at Target with a little mini knife that's supposed to be for the kids. And this was such an excruciating experience for everybody that's the last time. It was a first and last time. Because then after the pumpkins were mildly carved or we gave up or the mess was ever, and I at least knew to do it outside, you know, so there was no like pumpkin guts all over the house. The squirrels came. And then the next day,
it
was a massacre.
Oh,
a massacre. And the children were so upset because they worked hard. And now, I mean, their faces were eaten off. It was literally like the last scene of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
It was not a good scene. So now I had distraught children and a big mess and probably like slices out of hands because of those unsafe tools that you're supposed to then give a six-year-old to carve the pumpkin thinking that this would be an easy job. And from then on, I invested in the finger paints. Thus, Those were the future pumpkins. Yeah. It's been a while since we've had pumpkins, and I don't really have children at home, but I'm going to recommend that. Yeah. Learn from my mistake.
There's
friends.
Something about that candle in the pumpkin, though, the flickering in the face. Kind of. That's what I'm after.
If the squirrels don't get it first, my friend.
Apart from pumpkin-related frights, Halloween also comes with fears about dangerous candy filled with drugs and razor blades. There are some real stories at the heart of these claims, including increasing confusion over weed-filled candy in recent years as marijuana becomes legal in more states. But for some of them, there's also an element of urban legend, especially tales of doctored candy linked to satanic cults. Scoot from WWL in New Orleans weighed in on Halloween candy fear this week, and the real crimes to look out for on All Hallows Eve.
Here are the seven most common crimes committed on Halloween. Number one, driving under the influence. That has nothing to do with Satan, has nothing to do with the occult. It has to do with individuals who are just, you know, being reckless. It's okay to drink for Halloween. Just don't drive. Number two, vandalism and property damage. Number three, disorderly conduct. You know, I think people, you know, you combine alcohol with being behind a mask or being in a costume, and I guess people feel like they're kind of invincible. Number four, public intoxication, followed by trespassing, assault, underage drinking. We never did that. And if you are charged with a crime on Halloween, you're treated like any other crime, and you're not going to be given special treatment just because it's Halloween. Halloween has been controversial over the years, and as I have said recently, I'm very happy that that's not a problem. It's not a big problem any longer. Now, if celebrating Halloween is against your religious beliefs, that's okay. But I think we need to remember that in America, Halloween has just been a fun holiday for kids to just dress up and be a little spooky, you know, in the same way that we like to be scared on a roller coaster, we like to be scared watching a movie, you know, people trying to scare each other. That's an innocent Halloween activity. And then going around and trick-or-treating. When parents bring religion into it, and they go back into the very beginning of the ancient festival of Halloween, and a pagan festival that dealt with fear and death and supernatural stuff, these Christian zealots just add too much meaning to it, and they rob children of just having a good time on Halloween. You know, kids are not getting sucked into the occult because of Halloween. They're just going trick-or-treating. But if you as a parent, if you add all of this evil stuff into it that they don't even know about, the kids don't even know about that, if you add all of that into it, then, you know, yeah, I mean, they might think it's more than it really is.
Here at Something Offbeat, we're all about celebrating Halloween, but with caution. Make sure you're paying attention to traffic when you're on that trick-or-treat beat. Wear glow sticks to make sure you're visible to cars, and definitely double-check any candy before eating it. To close out our Halloween roundup, we'll head over to the Dana and Park Show out of KMBZ in Kansas City. They talked all about this magician named Oz Perlman. He's known for his apparent mind-reading abilities.
So, you know, I love magic. Or what I perceive to be magic.
Did you guys watch 60 Minutes last night?
It was insane. They interviewed the mentalist Oz Perlman, who can, according to him,
read minds.
Read your mind.
I love the mentalist game.
Dan, the clips that, because I went down a deep rabbit hole on this guy. He will look at you and say, I want you to think right now of an NBA player, any NBA player. And then he goes, okay, keep it to yourself. And then he will write it down. And as you say it, he turns the board around and it's that player.
You're thinking of Charles Barkley.
It is the craziest thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
I was thinking of Manute Bol.
Okay.
But like, there are clips after clips after.
He's got his little whiteboard in front of him, right? And we've already gone, this is at the tail end of the segment last night on 60 Minutes, where he has wowed people left and right.
Yes.
By being able to read their minds. And finally, she's like, read mine.
Dan, instead of asking her to think up of something, he says, ask me to ask you a question that I could possibly not, there's no way I could know the answer. So he had her formulate the question as well.
Sounds like a pretty cool party trick.
He says, come up with a question for me to ask you that I could not possibly know the answer. And she says, okay, my third grade teacher.
Or a place I've never been that I want to go to.
Yeah, third grade teacher. And he goes, okay, I've got the name. But he goes, wait a minute, were you going to lie?
And that's right.
She goes, yes. He goes, you were going to lie and give me a different teacher. And he turns the board around. He goes, what was her name? Say it out loud. And she goes, Sister Flanagan.
That's right.
The board says Sister Flanagan, Dan. How? How does he do it?
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me see if I can find the Flanagan thing.
It is the craziest thing.
I fell off the couch when he did that.
One of the things he says in his corporate stuff, and I'm sure it's $100,000 to have him fly in or more to talk to your corporation, was that when he's asking a bunch of men, okay, I want you to think who did you have a poster of on your wall when you were, you know, growing up in elementary school? And the guy is thinking, and he's standing like this, Dan. He's standing with his legs apart, shoulder width apart, this guy. Uh-huh. And he's got his hands clasped below his belt, just like this. And the mentalist says to him, well, it's a woman, and let me tell you how I know that. That is a very common tell when men are thinking about a woman. They always put their hands over below their belt.
Over their crotch.
If you're thinking about a male, you most often put your hands in your pocket. He said there are these little tells that we all do.
Yeah.
So at least he knew it was a woman on his wall. And I don't know how he figured out the rest of it because it wasn't Farrah Fawcett. He said, is there six letters in the name? And the guy goes,
okay. So that was Russell Wilson who said, there's no way in hell you will get the answer to the person who was on a poster on my wall when I was a kid.
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain!
He turns the whiteboard around and
says,
reads
Shania Twain.
Shania Twain. No,
you'd think a room.
So wait, Dan, we start talking about this last night. We watched it. I went down this deep dive. I started watching other videos of him doing this. I said to Johnny, okay, let's say there's six letters in the name and he can look at your eyes and tell you're going S-H-A-I. Okay, he can look 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He's doing six letters.
Mm-hmm.
How many hundreds of different women were popular when Russell was in
Russell Wilson
middle school?
What are the odds?
What are and how many of those women also would have had six letters in their name? I mean, if it was someone your age, Dan or Scott, obviously Farrah Fawcett was the popular poster. Mm-hmm. That's too easy. Shania Twain is an anomaly. Mm-hmm. That is, I mean, yes, she was popular.
But you had Elle McPherson.
She would not have been the go-to. You would have had Cindy Crawford. See,
not in the 90s. Not
okay, that's five letters. How many people in the 90s that were women that were famous had six letters in their name? There's no way he could
have. He's really good at reading people.
Oh.
And he's, yeah, he like he says, he's not reading somebody's mind exactly. He's reading them.
But how did he get Sister Flanagan, Dan?
Oh, that one was
Sister
that
Flanagan.
One was weird.
No one knows who Sister Flanagan is.
I wonder if Perlman could guess that I had the Beatles up in my high school room roughly 45 years after they became heartthrobs on the Ed Sullivan Show. And thank you all so much for listening to this Halloween Weird News Roundup from the Something Offbeat podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Barry. Special thanks to WWJ News Radio in Detroit, Adam and Jordana from WCCO Radio in Minneapolis, Scoot from WWL in New Orleans, and the Dana and Parks Show from KMBZ in Kansas City. You can listen to and subscribe to Something Offbeat on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.